Now, nonviolent communication then suggests that we not only avoid criticism, rewards, punishment, it also suggests the danger of a language that denies choice. I often refer to this language that denies choice by using the German word Amtssprache. I started to use that phrase Amtssprache having read about the Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann. At his trial for war crimes in Jerusalem, Eichmann was asked, "Was it difficult for you to send thousands of people to their death?" Eichmann answered very honestly. He said, "To tell you the truth, it was easy. Our language made it easy." That answer shocked his interviewer, and his interviewer said, "What language?" And Eichmann said, "My fellow Nazi officers and I, we came up with a name for describing the language which we were taught in schools to use, and especially to use in our position as officers in the military, and we called this language Amtssprache, between us." Well, in German, Amt means office, and Sprache means language, so what they were referring to then was a language of bureaucracy. Eichmann was asked for some examples of Amtssprache, and Eichmann said, "It's a language in which you deny responsibility for your actions. And if you don't feel responsible for your actions, you don't feel so bad when you do things like send people to their deaths." He was asked for some examples of this, and Eichmann said, "Well, if somebody asks you why you do it, you say, 'I had to. I had no choice.'" And if people question that and say, "Well, what do you mean you had no choice?" Then you say, "Superior's orders, company policy, it's the law." A dangerous, dangerous language, a language that denies choice. Nonviolent communication is designed to help us remain conscious of choice every moment, to believe that every action we take, we choose to take. Don't necessarily like some actions that we take, but we don't do anything we don't choose to do. That bothers a lot of people when I say that in our trainings around the world. For example, a story that clarifies this occurred in a city in the United States where I was working with some parents and teachers. And when I suggested that words like have to, should, ought, must, can't are dangerous, as I would define danger, because they turn out people who don't feel responsible for their actions. And one of the mothers who attended this session got very upset, and she said, "But there are some things you have to do that you have no choice over. There are things I do every day that I hate to do, but there are some things you have to do, and it is our job as parents and teachers to see that our children do what they have to do." I said to her, "Could you give me an example of something you do that you believe now that you have no choice about?" And she thought for a moment and said, "Oh, there's so many things. But okay, here's one. When I go home this evening, I have to cook. I hate to cook. I hate it with a passion. But I have done it every day for 20 years. Even when I've been sick, I do it. There just are some things you have to do." I told her I was very sad to hear anybody do anything even one time out of that kind of thinking, thinking in which you believe you have no choice. And I told her that I was hoping that if I made clear the value of nonviolent communication and she applied it, she would see many more options open to her in her life. I'm pleased to say she was a very rapid student and applied nonviolent communication very quickly in her life. She went home that very evening from the workshop and announced to her family that she no longer wanted to cook. I got some feedback from her family. The feedback happened 3 weeks later, when at another introductory session I was doing in town. Who shows up but her older two sons? She had four sons. And they came up to talk to me before the session started. And I said, I'm really glad you came up to visit me before the session started. I'm very curious as to what's going on in your home. Your mother has been calling me up about every other day, telling me about the major changes she's been making in her life since the training. And I'm always very curious as to how other family members respond to this, when one family member comes home speaking a rather different language. I said, for example, that first night when she said that she no longer wanted to cook, I'd like to know what reaction you had to that. And the oldest son said to me, Marshall, I just said to myself, thank God. I said, how did you come to that? He said, I said to myself, now maybe she won't complain at every meal. That very clearly communicated what concerns me about any language that denies choice. It leads us often to be slaves of authority when it is not to the well-being of people to be slaves of authority. So nonviolent communication is a language that heightens our consciousness that we have choice. Every moment of our lives, we have choice. Nobody can make us do anything. My own children taught me that. From the time they were 2 years old on, they taught me I couldn't make them do anything. If I were to say, please put your toys back in the toy box now, it's time for dinner, they might say, no. And I would say, don't you hear what Daddy said? Please put your toys back in the toy box. No. So my children taught me I couldn't make them do anything. All I could do is make them wish they had. Then if I would do that, they taught me another lesson, that if I made them wish they had, they would make me wish I hadn't made them wish they had. In other words, violence creates violence. Punishment creates counter-violence.